Bill Friday.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever had cancer? Or have you ever known someone with cancer? Haven't we all? Tell me, would you like to learn what you can do to prevent cancer? Can you imagine how your body chemistry affects your health and the quality of your life? Now, here's another good question. Have you ever heard about genotyping? Genotyping. I'm not talking about being at a typewriter or a computer. This is something else. Do you not want to know what genotyping is and how it can impact your health? Tell me, when was the last time you heard about this wonderful new word, and it's called symptomologies? Symptomologies. I love that. Or better yet now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers to these questions that we've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I'm introducing you to my guest, and she is a wonderful success coach and provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have. Also, I want to share with our listeners that this show that we are broadcasting live is featured on the front page of Blog Talk Radio right now, and we're very proud to have been chosen as a featured host and share our show on the front page with everyone. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is the president of Healthy Perspectives Wellness Center, and she brings over 10 years in the private practice as a natural health educator and wellness advocate, co-creating individualized roadmaps to health and wellness with her clients nationwide. Her passion, natural curiosity, and expertise facilitate discovering the unique aspects of a person's body chemistry and how to make effective lifestyle changes resulting in best quality of life. She established the Healthy Perspectives Wellness Center to facilitate natural health and wellness by increasing awareness, knowledge through education, and professional support based on proven research, current information protocols, and specialized techniques. She believes that providing knowledge and appropriate tools individuals are better equipped to take personal responsibility, make more informed choices, and positively impact their quality of life in a meaningful way. And I want to share the fact that my husband and I have both been in her program, and it's fantastic, and it has changed our way of thinking and living. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the show today Cindy Bryant. Hi, Cindy. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, January. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing great.
I'm just thrilled to share you. Let's talk a little bit about what trends you're seeing today in relationship to health conditions. I love that word, symptomologies, and suggestions on how to avoid them.
You know, it's been very interesting because over the past years, 10 years, you know, I've been seeing an increase in whenever I call it peeling the onion, a person comes in and they have these particular things going on, symptoms, that's why we call it symptomologies. Whenever we actually peel the onion, about 80-85% of the time, it started as a digestive tract issue. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, from the moment that you put food into the mouth, there's that chemical reaction that starts to happen, and the body starts processing things. And depending on how effectively the body processes things, and then how effectively you eliminate toxins and so on and so forth over a long enough period of time, that then starts to show up as the body communicates with us all the time. It's just a matter of, you know, do we understand what it's saying? So in other words, do we understand the language? And it's digestive related issues more than 85% of the time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, with what I thought was most interesting about your program was we first started talking about something that I had never even thought about, and it is the pancreas and how important that is to your health. Let's share a little bit of that with my listeners.
Well, you know, the pancreas is the kingpin to our ability to lose weight, or in essence our resistance to losing fat. And what happens today is that, our society is consuming way too many processed foods, mm-hmm. and, a.k.a. too much sugar. And whenever you take a look at, you know, even 30, 40 years ago, the numbers of, you know, it was like less than 5 pounds of sugar per person per year, whereas now it's in excess over 100 pounds of sugar per year. So what that does is that makes the pancreas have to work way too hard, and I call it the dog chasing its tail. It starts overproducing insulin. That insulin then gets stored as fat in the body, and then all of these symptomologies start mm-hmm. to show up, whether it's, you know, weight gain, metabolic syndrome, which are, you know, a high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And, you know, it's becoming, the sad part about it is it's becoming an epidemic level, and it's now affecting our children.
Oh,
it shouldn't be that our children, you know, it just shouldn't be that our children are taking diabetic medications and blood pressure medications, and that doesn't lead to a very promising future.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because I did not know before we did your program about the how to prevent cancer by having an alkaline diet. And this is one of the most fascinating things that we came away with, because I still test my pH now regularly. And I feel so knowledgeable. And I know that one of the ways to live an alkaline diet and life is to eat green. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I have the term, we're just a chemical cocktail. And so, you know, there's the, you know, Johnny, who's the Harvey Wallbanger, and Susie, she's the fine Merlot.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're all unique in that regard. But one of the things that is common is that the pH of the body has to be a certain in a certain place, in a balanced state. And if
you
it's
know,
not,
we're gonna,
then it,
we're going to hear from our sponsor right now. But when we come back, I want to talk more about the chemical cocktail. And, you know, Cindy, I'm thinking that would be a great show title for your next interview with us. We'll be right back with Cindy Bryant.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones and my wonderful guest, Cindy Bryant, who is the founder of Healthy Perspectives, sharing her success story with us. Cindy, could you also share your information on how people can contact you? Because I know you work with so many people through the Internet.
I do. You can contact me by phone, which is the number at the clinic is area code 928-472-7120. You could also contact me via email, and that is Healthy Perspectives, that's plural with an F on the end of it, at gmail.com. So healthyperspectives at gmail.com. Those are the best ways to reach me.
Wonderful. And this information will all be posted on the show page today after our interview. So anyone who archives the show and comes back and listens to it throughout the rest of the year can find that information. I'm one of Cindy's clients, and I highly recommend her. She's fantastic to work with, and she can turn any of your symptomologies around. I love that word, Cindy. When did you create it?
Well, no, I didn't create it, but it's something that it's a term that's used in the natural health field. Uh-huh. And, I really believe that there's just labels that we have put to imbalanced states in the body, you know, that the body is either in a state of balance
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
it's in a state of dis-ease, and that's D-I-S hyphen E-A-S-E. So.
Now, let me ask you, what do you do, to prevent cancer? I now know I need to maintain an alkaline diet. What do you do when you have clients who come in who have cancer, and does this program help them turn things around sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, depending on where they're at and what stage and their willingness to make lifestyle changes. So I'd say that's first and foremost is the person needs to be willing to make the changes necessary, you know, to change the internal environment. So think of our bodies as our chemistry is an internal terrain, mm-hmm. and that environment, you know, cancer really, they have not been able to get cancer to replicate in an alkaline environment. Mm-hmm. So if a person focuses on keeping their pH in a balanced state, that's a huge, place moving forward. I mean, there are certain cancers that, are environmentally driven and things of that sort. But if you can keep that pH in a beautiful place, as well as work with the other aspects of your body chemistry. You know, for example, in genotyping, we have the ability to actually tweak the dietary component of their, what they should be taking in, and we can actually eliminate the foods that are known to be carcinogenic for folks. Cancer-causing, and it depends on the person's genes and things of that sort.
Now, explain to me what the genotyping process is and what happens when someone comes to you and says, I want to do genotyping. What do you do?
Well, first off, genotyping, think of it like it's a puzzle. This whole body chemistry that we have is a puzzle, and there's pieces to the puzzle. So one of the pieces to the puzzle is your blood type. So that would be the first thing that we would want to know is if you know your blood type, then we've got to get that piece taken care of. But for people who don't, then we would blood type them.
Uh-huh.
And, the importance of why is, blood type important? It's because, our body in our blood type produces certain antigens. And those antigens are another kind of reaction that the body does. So I'm going to back up for just a second here. Because, for example, if you take an apple has a certain chemical composition to it, right?
Right.
So then you take that apple and you bite into it. And so whenever you bite into it, now your body has a certain chemical composition. Now that chemical composition is made up of the pH, for one, and it's also made up of your blood type. And not only in your blood type, now you also have, for example, you may be an A, and then you're either the Rh factor is positive or negative. That has a factor.
Okay.
And then we have what we call secretor status. And it's real interesting because secretor status is either people secrete in their saliva, their sweat, their tears, digestive juices, et cetera, in the body. About 80% of the people in the population are secretors, and so that leaves 20% that are non-secretors. And so if you're a secretor, we could actually take your saliva and a person could be blood typed off of their saliva because they're secreting the antigen of their blood type into it.
Mm-hmm.
And your blood type provides a protective barrier from the outside. So in other words, it either shields or it decoys from bacteria, yeast, viruses, and other microbes. So you can imagine if you're a non-secretor, then your body takes longer to detect pathogens, and that can lead to greater susceptibility to food sensitivity, certain illnesses. In this particular case, we're talking about cancer. And I want to give an example of, cancer is where normal cells have transmutated into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So the question rises, what caused that? It's an environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the example would be, we'll look at the grass outside. Well, the grass is normally green in the summertime, and then it turns brown. And when it's brown, is it dead?
No.
It's dormant, isn't it?
Right,
so,
absolutely.
It's waiting. It's waiting for the right environment. So whenever the right amount of sunlight, the right amount of moisture, the right temperature, all of those things become in the perfect place, now all of a sudden you've got this grass that it proliferates, right? Now you have to mow it and, the whole bit. Well, the same thing goes for our internal terrain. Is that if we get the right environment and we've kept that for a certain period of time, then that allows cells to transmutate. Diet is a huge preventative. What you put in your mouth, what you think about, emotionally, and what you surround yourself with environmentally, those are the things that, from a cancer prevention perspective, people would give more attention to that. they probably wouldn't have those things.
That is such good advice. Right now we're going to hear a little bit about your host. And Cindy, when we come back, I want you to go over the steps involved with genotyping, tell my listeners how long it takes, and then I want you to share some of the results you've had with this process. We'll be right back with Cindy Bright.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with Cindy Bright, my guest from Healthy Perspectives. And Cindy, let's go back to the genotyping. What are the steps involved in doing it, and how long does it take for someone to do this process?
Okay. Well, the length of time takes about 4 weeks from start to finish.
Okay.
So we start with a client intake. There's a history of the client, as well as we look at some of the family history as far as various symptomologies and conditions and such. And then we start going into data gathering from the body. And so if a person doesn't know their blood type, we would actually blood type them. Then we do the secretor testing. Now, that is where, you know, you're gonna do a lot of spitting, and we capture that saliva, and then we send that off to a lab.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's the part that takes the longest, about 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then we also take measurements of the body. You know, we want to look at jaw shape. We look at teeth patterns, head shape. We measure the body length. And what these factors are for is that, you know, whenever you were in fetal development, you know, in that 9-month incubator, right,
mm-hmm.
You were being subjected to certain hormones.
Okay.
And other chemicals. So, again, going back to that chemical cocktail. And so mm-hmm. that determines your somatotype, in other words, your body type, you know, or nice rare statin is what, you know, what you're going to be predestined to. You might have what we call thrifty cells.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had thrifty cells January, what would they do?
it'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Well, thrifty means that they're very conservative. They're going to try to save and make sure that they hold on to things for the longest period of time. So from a weight perspective, that wouldn't be real.
Oh.
That's what most people don't like. They don't like having thrifty cells because they hold on to stuff versus, you know, the folks that they can eat anything that they want. And, you know, their metabolism is running very highly and very well.
Yeah.
So. We also do, it's this part of science, we do fingerprinting. And through the fingerprinting, we can actually tell what your
mm-hmm.
digestive tract is doing and can see if you're gluten intolerant and
uh-huh.
Things of that sort. So it
sounds like a fantastic program, and I think it's one I'm going to probably consider doing soon. You've got a lot of things that you can tell us about our bodies and that will help us make better choices, wise decisions. Quickly, could you share with us, we have about another minute, some results that clients who have done this genotyping, what kind of results have you seen? What kind of changes?
Well, you know, one of the most amazing results is I'm having, you know, of course, I live in an area where it's an older population.
Mm-hmm.
And, in you know, the philosophy is as well, you know, hey, I'm old, I'm not supposed to feel well. But I've had people in their 60s, 70s that have had, they've been diagnosed with what they call failure to survive syndrome. In other words, they've spent their life in and out of hospitals, doctors, and so on and so forth, have allergies and immune issues and so on and so forth. And I've had, I would say probably a half a dozen folks that have had these issues that whenever they start following their genotyping diet, within less than 6 months, they're not having the allergies. They're not having real issues. They've helped a number of people effectively lose and maintain their weight and boost energy, which is more about your you know, your adrenal health and improving that immunity.
I love hearing about the possibility of boosting my energy. And it always boosts my energy whenever I talk to you. And I'm looking forward to going through this process and then having you back on the show, and we'll talk about it. And we can share with my listeners my results and the changes in my life.
That would be awesome.
And we'll call it the Chemical Cocktail Show.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cindy. For my listeners, all my shows are on at 12 noon Eastern Time. And next week I've got some fantastic guests coming on. The Reverend Kevin Ross is going to talk about the designer life. Sherry Sambursky is going to talk about the lousy job market out there. Jackie O'Neill is going to talk about how to get your book published for all those writers out there. All of my shows are live, but then you can catch all of these interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you're interested in checking out our sponsors program, just go to their website, www.successimo.com. That's SUCCESSIMO. You can look it over, sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. Then you'll be a guest on my show just like Cindy. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It's a positively brilliant plan, easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, my dear listeners, I want you all today to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate, or maybe some green things. Let's start thinking green. Thank you again, Cindy, for being my wonderful guest today. We look forward to having you back soon.
I enjoyed it. Thanks.
I did too. This is January Jones, thanking you, my listeners, for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.